Let's turn, please, to page 4 of the new music. Cloud Appreciation Society, page 4. Especially when something's new, if it's just overwhelming, people think, oh, I can't do this, I'll give up now. So you need to convince people that they can do it. And even if it's just 4 bars that is just so unbelievably beautiful, then you've given them that bit of the drug that they'll come back for more. You know? I'm Fergus Shiel, I'm the music director and the curator, if you like, the person who's put together this opera project. This evening we had the very final scene from the opera, which is all, it's called the Cloud Appreciation Society. So it's all about different types of clouds, and of course the metaphors are there for different types of lovers and different types of love situations. It's quite complex. It's written in 7 or 8 parts chorally. And again, the group that we have, there's a huge range of people. There's some people who are really used to just going in straight away and reading that type of music, but there's lots who don't read music at all.
We were running through the last movement of the opera, trying to get the lines correct and make sure that everybody understands each part and that they know what note they're supposed to be singing. So it was interesting now and very enjoyable to be able to hear what it's going to sound like when it's all put together.
Tonight's music and song was the last part of the opera, and it's Cloud Appreciation Society. It was a bringing together of cloud formations and rain.
I want you to think about the engine of your voice. Feel that engine going. Feel the ring and the sound. 1, 2.
My name's Carol Shirley and I'm from Carlow originally. Just wanted to get involved in it because I thought it's a very positive thing for music in Carlow.
Shelter Me From The Rain is the title of the opera, and that's quite a sort of a romantic thing in a way to say to somebody, you know, I'll be the person who shelters you, and sheltering people from storms and wind, and that's a sort of a parallel theme that runs alongside it. And of course weather is the other thing that the Irish people are very keen to talk about.
Alpers, you've got a bit of an interval, haven't you?
Yeah.
Not so easy.
We don't know the full story yet, but we're excited to know what it is. We were told that it was to do with love and the different stages of love at the different kind of stages in life. So they were suggesting maybe at one stage it might be a hen party, or another it might be an old couple who've been married for several years, like, and reminiscing over the love that they've shared together.
I don't yet have the full narrative, and it's always very exciting to sort of await the arrival. It's like having a baby that's 2 weeks overdue, you know, it's kind of, will this ever come? What will it be? What will it look like? What will it sound like? So I'm in that kind of mood of expectation at the moment.
The second word of text is more related to the note.
The thing I like about Brian and John's work, they have an amazing ability to go to the real heart of an aspect of love or an aspect of personal relationships, but to do it in a very simple way.
My name is Des Carberry. I'm a retired lecturer from the Institute of Technology in Carlow. We had all parts harmonising together. That was a beautiful sound.
That's it, yeah.
We ran through all of it very quickly. Now, I don't read music myself, but I always sit with somebody who can read, and I'm in their ear, as it were.
It's going to be quite intense now, really, from now until Easter. There's a lot of work to be done because it's a whole opera to put together with, you know, 100 or more people who've never sung an opera before.
Okay.
It's maybe the first time that I feel, taking part in it, that there's a terrific sound there. We've been complimented on the sound, so it gives us a boost of confidence. My name is Mary McSweeney, and this is my first attempt at any musical project. We haven't actually been introduced as yet to the narrative of the story or the characters, but hopefully as the weeks go by, it will progress rehearsal by rehearsal, so I'm looking forward to that.
I pushed quite hard tonight. There was a very positive atmosphere and some really beautiful sounds that we got. But as I described to them, it was like doing an undercoat. This isn't the final product, what we did tonight. We just sort of get the foundations, and I'll be coming back to it again and again and building on that.